Well, the New Zealand team won a record 8 gold medals at the Velodrome in the opening days of the Birmingham Commonwealth Games to set the whole campaign on fire. 3 of those came from the incredible efforts of Elise Andrews taking home gold in the women's individual sprint, the team sprint and the Keirin. Winning 3 golds puts Elise in a very exclusive club of Kiwi athletes to win 3 in the same Commonwealth Games, featuring 4 others, including her teammate and compatriot Aaron Gate. Now on the line, we have one very proud father and former Olympic cyclist in his own right, John Andrews. John, welcome to the show.
Morning. Thank you, Smithy.
Well, we spoke to you, John, after Tokyo, and you were pretty pumped there. But the development of your daughter since then to this point has been quite incredible. You must be just absolutely blowing out that chest, mate.
Definitely. Like, just even listening to that introduction, Smithy, it gives me goosebumps. I think it's quite an amazing. It's an amazing feat what she's achieved, and you're absolutely right. Like in Tokyo, she was a pretty green sprinter, just such a raw talent, and she's just blossomed over the last year, and like in the last week even, I think that she's just grown into another level. It's just mind-boggling to watch, and just, yeah, definitely so proud.
Obviously, you've been able to catch up with her through the form of communications we have these days. How do you sense she's taken to all this and handled it all?
She takes things in her stride really, really well. She's a humble kid, you know, and that comes across in her media stuff, and you know, her, you know, helping out her teammates on that day one where she jumped in and on the start line, and even though she didn't ride, you know, she just rolled off the line really. But it just, even that was a, you know, an indication of her character and just what she's all about. She's a genuine kid, and very genuine.
It is very genuine, and for you and Angela, of course, it's been absolutely outstanding to watch. John, of the three, could you single out one of those 3 gold medals in particular? Were you expecting that at all? I mean, the Keirin was her strength after Tokyo. The Keirin, of course, the silver and the Keirin in Tokyo. Outside of that?
Yeah, every medal was had its challenges. There definitely wasn't anything that was clear-cut, because when you look at the field, you had Kelsey Mitchell from Canada, who is the Olympic sprint and current world sprint champion. So, phenomenal athlete. Janae, her Canadian teammate, was 3rd in the Keirin behind Elise at Tokyo. And plus a stack of other talent from other countries as well. So we kind of knew that they'd be in with a sniff with the team sprint if the girls could manage to put it together, but I kind of expected it would be a Canada-New Zealand final. And I thought that if everything went our way, then the Kiwi girls could kind of prevail there. And in the end, they won by 0.6 of a second, which is quite a bit in track cycling. Doesn't sound like much, but that's a fair chunk. So, you know, that was awesome. But, you know, we didn't really expect Elise to win the sprint, individual sprint final against Kelsey. Didn't think she had enough experience, but she just grew another league. And she went places that we thought she could go, and we've kind of predicted that she could go, but didn't think she'd get there so soon.
So, is this, I mean, 22 years of age, John, you know, the old saying that the world's her oyster as such. I mean, for goodness sake, I mean, it is though, isn't it? I mean, the Olympics beckon next, there's world championships, etc., dotted around the place. It just augurs so good, so well.
Yeah, it does. And like Elise, after Tokyo, we kind of said to her that, you know, kind of sat her down and said, you know, do you realise, or has it occurred to you that if you're really enjoying your cycling and, you know, you love your sprint stuff, that you, with the physical talents and the mental talents that she's got as well, that you could be, like, the dominant female sprinter in the world? And she's like, oh, yeah, Dad. you know, and pretty quickly moved on. And but I think that's sort of really where her thinking is starting to come around to now, that she actually believes that she can do it, and she's developing the skills to do it. And the big part of that is that you've got Nick Fleischer now in Cambridge running the sprint group. And, you know, Nick's a Kiwi that worked with the Aussies for 10 years plus in different roles. But he's just a fantastic person, super experienced sports scientist and an awesome coach. So, you know, and he believes that, I believe. The other real ace in the pack there is that Nick's married to Anna Mears. And Anna Mears was a dominant Australian sprint cyclist, you know, multiple Olympic champion, multiple world champion. And so you've got Anna sort of now in Cambridge as a mentor as well. So I think the future for the entire women's sprint team and the younger men that are coming through is really bright, and it's just super exciting. I think they'll go a long way between all of them.
Well, Aaron Gate doesn't actually fit into that last bracket, the younger men. I mean, 31 years of age, but three from him, just an outstanding performance across the board. But I think it's fair to say, John, that cycling needed it.
Yeah, it did. You know, I've mentioned a couple of times, but you know, as a parent, you know, I've worn multiple hats. You know, as coach, I was national under 19 coach. I coach a lot of the kids that are actually in that Commonwealth Games team at the moment. That came through a generation between 2015 and 2019. And interestingly enough, like we always in the junior program, we focused on values and the kind of behaviours that come out of those values. And it was about developing good people that actually could ride their bikes, you know, amazingly well as well. But the people came first. And if you look at the absolute destruction of the last year of Cycling New Zealand and everything that's happened, it's the character of the athletes that has really shone through at the Commonwealth Games. And, you know, they're resilient, courageous people who have dealt with some, you know, some really nasty stuff over the last 12 months, especially the women in the sprint group. And they've come through it just like phenomenally well. I think, you know, we should be just so proud of them for what they've achieved in the situation that they've had to endure.
John, is there scope for further development, for further numbers? Another velodrome somewhere. I know Cambridge is the hub at this point, but could we build more facilities? Would we get better as a result of that, or are we doing just fine with what we've got?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question, Smithy. It's interesting. Like I'm actually, believe it or not, working for the Australian Cycling at the moment, and I'm the QAS Queensland coach for the development athletes, the younger athletes. I won't coach any elite athletes, especially won't coach anyone that's going to come up against Elise anytime soon, because that would sort of really compromise my integrity. But it's interesting to see what's happening there and the challenges that they've got, and then look at the New Zealand situation. In New Zealand, we have some absolutely fantastic people at club level right through the country. Like Canterbury is, you know, an absolute powerhouse of track cycling, and always has been right since I was a kid in the 80s and well before that. And, you know, Southland's really great and solid. They've got the indoor velodrome. You know, Auckland's always produced a lot of talent, you know, with numbers. And then the velodrome in Cambridge is doing really nicely. But to my mind, you know, I am a Canterburyan and maybe a little bit one-eyed, but, you know, Canterbury could really do with an indoor velodrome. And if they did, the combination of the people and knowledge and experience, the passion that they've got here, plus the racing programs that they run, the combination of that with an indoor facility, even just a basic training facility, I think you could do something really, really special. In Australia, they are really struggling. They don't have anything like what they've got, especially in Canterbury, even in or Southland or Cambridge. So with the Olympics in 2032, you know, 10 years away in Brisbane, just across the ditch, if New Zealand sorts itself out, if only New Zealand sorts itself out, there is a massive opportunity to leverage, you know, this and do something quite special. But I think some facilities would, in Canterbury, would help, and just support of all those, you know, all those volunteers and those people that don't get paid. They make it all tick, and you know, they're the real heroes here because they've helped these athletes, you know, get where they've got to.
John, honesty time now. When she was denied the silver medal, and I'm a father as well, and not a father of a gold medal winner, but I'd have been a bit terse and surly. How did you regard the fact that, you know, she was punished for basically helping out and putting her priorities of her main events first? A lot of people can't quite grasp that concept. I'm honest with you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I've seen some really interesting comments online, you know, about that. And, you know, cycling is ruled by the governing body is, you know, the UCI. And they've got some really wacky rules, to be honest, Smithy. And they fine you for all sorts of things, including maybe, you know, not wearing, you know, only wearing a T-shirt while you're warming up in the middle and showing too much skin. Something like that. If your socks are too long, there's some really strange stuff in there. But not turning up to a medal ceremony is a big no-no in their book. But Elise and the coaching staff knew that would happen. Elise's priority was the team sprint because they were a real chance for gold, and that was the most important thing. The girls, you know, the girls. And the team's pursuit, that was an amazing ride for three of them to finish with a silver medal and ride as fast as they did with three quarters of a team. Unreal performance, actually. But they were never going to win. So, you know, the emphasis always had to be on sprint. And I think, you know, Elise being Elise, there would have been a part of her that felt like she didn't deserve that medal, like that silver medal. All she did is helped her teammates get to the start line and do their thing, which they did so well. And it's a mark of Elise's character. You know, that's who she is. She would never have wanted to stand by and watch her teammates not race when she could have helped them, you know, without really doing too much damage to her own chances. If it turned out the other way with the team sprint, we might be having a different conversation.
But. Yeah, I was just going to say you're pretty mild about the whole deal, but you're very proud. I can hear it in your voice. And congratulations to Mum and Dad and to Elise. Absolutely brilliant, mate. Made the whole country proud. Sincere congratulations. Thank you very much, and thanks for your time again.
Awesome. You're welcome.